Warning: The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, winner of the National Radio Hall of Fame Award, Michael Savage.
It's the Savage Nation, Lou Pate filling in for Dr. Savage, who's taking the day off. And I encourage you to check out michaelsavage.com for all the latest headlines and subscribe to the Savage newsletter. Pick up a copy of Trump's War, His Battle for America, the number one debuting New York Times bestseller. It gets more important to read every day. So stay tuned here for the next 3 hours and you'll see why. You and the Savage Nation listening audience know why, but you'll even be more confirmed to pick up Trump's War, His Battle for America. Hey, happy belated birthday to Dr. Savage, who celebrated this weekend like Jack Benny. He's always forever 39 years old and the energy of a 20-year-old, so God bless. But Lou Pate here with you, be here with you for the next 3 hours. A lot going on in the world, a lot going on in our country. A terrorist attack in Russia, just a couple of weeks after the one in England. 10 confirmed dead, 50 injured. That is a fluid number that will probably go up, unfortunately. We'll keep you updated on that as information comes to us. No one has claimed responsibility at the start of this broadcast, but as I said, as the information comes in, we will give it to you first. It's interesting how this is becoming more and more commonplace. Remember, terrorist attacks used to be, wow, it's all over the news. And this is in the news, but it's taken kind of a back seat, probably because it's way across the world in Russia. But just think 2 weeks ago how much coverage it had in England. And we have to pay attention to this, folks, because these are, you know, solo attacks. Lone warriors, lone wolves, whatever they want to come. This is coming our way, folks. And I hate to say it, but it's only a matter of time before someone drives a car down Sunset Boulevard in Los Angeles or down South Beach in Miami or Fifth Avenue in New York. It's only a matter of time. So we have to stay vigilant and we have to stay aware. We'll talk about that. Also, Susan Rice, surveillance. It was only, a month and a day ago that the world thought President Trump stuck his foot in it again. And yet, as time moves forward, it seems that, well, he always seems to win. And it seems the surveillance thing seems to be going his way. As the weather warms and winter goes into the past and the sun is shining on the spring, well, the sun is shining on President Trump when it comes to the surveillance. Susan Rice had tried to unmask Trump associates in intelligence reports. We're going to get into that in great detail. We even have audio, thanks to the team here, Team Savage, Robert and Jim, of Susan Rice, not even 2 weeks ago, saying, "I know nothing about unmasking Trump intercepts." So we're going to get into that and take your calls as well at 855-400-SAVAGE. And looming out there, but equally as important, is the Gorsuch confirmations and the vote that's going to take place today that will then decide whether the nomination votes move forward is Democrats trying to filibuster, trying to halt. Now, filibusters, when it comes to Supreme Court nominees and nominees to the federal bench, usually is a sign of a team with sore losers, and that's exactly what the Democrats are, the team of Maxine Waters, Nancy Pelosi, Adam Schiff, Chuck Schumer, on and on and on, constantly showing the sour grapes. They just can't accept that Donald Trump had won the election, and they're showing it in their filibuster of Gorsuch. Now, why is this important? I have always found Supreme Court nomination hearings very boring, not much going on there. But why is this important? This is important because aside from the issue of immigration and building the wall, aside from the immigration of trade, many Republicans and moderate Democrats who voted for Donald Trump voted for him based on Supreme Court nominees, Supreme Court justices, the direction that the Supreme Court would take for decades to come. I don't think people realize how important that is, that if Hillary Clinton or any other Democrat had been elected, Bernie Sanders, you would have people to the left of Ruth Bader Ginsburg. You would have people to the left of Sotomayor and Kagan. It is pretty amazing the way they constantly vote. They're ideologues. They're not justices. Then they vote based on their political narrative and the direction they want it to go, along with the media, never with the code of law. Gorsuch, the funny thing with him is he had a unanimous vote to put him on the federal bench. Now, some of the senators who still remain on that bench, some of the senators who now remain in the Senate are against him moving forward to the Supreme Court. What has he done? What radical decisions has he made on the federal bench that would cause them to change their mind? The short answer, none. And we'll talk about that as well, because he has not done anything radical. He has done his job, which just proves that the filibuster is all political. It has nothing to do with looking out for the forward progress of the Supreme Court, making it a legitimate court once again. It has nothing to do with anything but politics, not doing the work of the people. When I have filled in here for Dr. Savage in the past, I've often talked about how people like Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi, they haven't worked a day since the inauguration. And truly, folks, they haven't. Every day, it's the same old mantra. Waters with her. Trump is going to be impeached, or Pelosi saying that he is not a legitimate president. Now we have DNC chair Tom Perez, who was unhinged over the weekend. That's the word the Republicans are using to describe him, saying Trump is not a legitimate president. So it's the same old mantra. They are really painting themselves into a corner with this line of, with this thought process, because there's nowhere to go. You have Justice Gorsuch. Okay, a great guy, a great justice on the federal bench. Everybody likes him. There's nothing negative about him. Democrats have praised him throughout his whole career. Now, all of a sudden, there's something wrong with him? What are you going to do when the next justice comes along? Because let's face it, someone's going to retire or die. One of those Supreme Court justices. You can't live forever, folks. That's one step we all have. No one here gets out alive. We're all heading in that direction. And they're going to use all their ammunition on Gorsuch, who's a sure thing, nuclear option or not. But we'll get into that, because there's a million different ways we could go when it comes to that. So, but I do want to get into about how Republicans really are, many in the Congress, many in the Senate, are what Donald Trump has to look out for. We've touched on this in the past. Dr. Savage has touched on this in the past. You look at the Democrats, you know where they're coming from. You know where Chuck Schumer is coming from. You know they're going to vote against you on everything. The people, quite frankly, that I don't trust are many of the never-Trumpers. We have McCain, we have Lindsey Graham, they're practically Democrats. You know where they're coming from. Opinions I'm expressing here are my own. I am not speaking for Dr. Savage in any way, but I don't trust Paul Ryan. I have never trusted Paul Ryan. I have felt that it was the first mistake in the Trump presidency was trusting Paul Ryan. So the enemy you know and the enemy you don't know. It is truly an amazing phenomenon that we see going on there. I do believe, as Matt Drudge discussed when he was on with Dr. Savage last week, that Republicans are undermining President Trump. And he said, there's a crisis on many fronts. So, and one of them is just in your own backyard. You can't trust people just because they're supposedly on your same team when they think that you shouldn't be there. And that's what many of these Republicans do. What Ben Sasse is another one. They all come out of the woodwork. And if you want to know who they are, you could see them at any moment being interviewed on fake news outlet CNN, a fake news outlet MSNBC, because these are the people they bring on. It's like, oh, GOP differs with Trump. Well, it's like, okay, which never Trumper did they call this time? Because they're all there. It is truly something, a spectacle to behold. So that's what we've got coming up for you. We've got Susan Rice. We'll keep you updated on the terrorist attack. Susan Rice unmasking Trump associates, getting caught lying again, just like she did after Benghazi when she lied to the American people about the terrorist attack on five Sunday talk shows. And then, of course, there is the issue of Gorsuch and Democrats becoming unhinged. That's what we have going on for you. We want to hear from you. 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-SAVAGE. Lou Pate here with you on The Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com.
Welcome back to the Savage Nation. Lou Pate sitting in for Dr. Savage, who's taking a well-deserved day off. Check out michaelsavage.com for all of the latest headlines and subscribe to the Savage newsletter, which is free, by the way. Pick up a copy of Trump's War, His Battle for America. Number one on the New York Times bestseller list. Come on. You got to be in with what everybody's reading. And as you are hearing on the show today, as you see in the news today, the contents of this book get more important to read each and every day. You want to get in on the action? 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-SAVAGE. Susan Rice, you know the name. You remember her from the Obama administration, the woman who lied to the American people not once, not twice, but five times on one Sunday morning. Oh, more. On the Lord's Day. Well, it wasn't a Saturday if you have the Jewish faith, but you get the idea. It's Sunday. It's the day of rest. And she's the National Security Advisor, for those of you who didn't know her title, under President Obama. And she has asked for the identities of Americans in intelligence reports that were connected to officials on President Trump's transition team. Now, this is a big deal because she is right up there at the top. And we had Fox News reporting just earlier in the day that higher-ups, quote-unquote higher-ups, Adam Housley broke that story, higher-ups were involved with their surveillance. So we've literally had a month and a day of the corrupt media and corrupt politicians trying to, if I could use Chuck Schumer's words, a black cloud over the Trump administration, trying to give the perception that there's this black cloud, that something nefarious happened when it came to the election, and somehow he was in bed and he colluded with Russia to steal the election away from Hillary Clinton. They wanted to paint him as an illegitimate president, and they have gone over the top to try to cement that into people's brains. And, you know, sometimes people don't have as much time to dedicate to this stuff. Like me, I'm a geek. I love this stuff. And it's my job, so I'm immersed in it all day, as are Robert and Jim on Team Savage. It's what we do. But you have your 9-to-5, you have your kids, you got activities, you got family, you got holidays, you got this, you got that. So baseball season's beginning as we speak. There's a lot going on. And so if you're just catching headlines on the three cable networks, or you're catching headlines online as you're, you know, checking your email at work, it could be easily put into the people's brain that, oh, something nefarious did happen. But now we are finding out that each day, very baby steps, incrementally, because nobody wants to hear the truth that Trump was surveilled. It might have been indirect, but he was, in fact, surveilled. They found a legal way to do an end around the law. With FISA, you cannot surveil American citizens. And if American citizens' names come up while surveilling foreigners, they have to be blacked out, or redacted is the word that they use. And then they become, you know, American citizen number one, American citizen number two. That's the way it is, but they are to remain anonymous. And the term unmasked comes from when you reveal the unmasking of said people. Now, unmasking is illegal. It's a felony. Okay? Somebody has to go to jail. But former President Obama covered his steps in a lot of ways, because there were a few times beginning back in 2011 that he altered the rules right up until the last week of his presidency, where it was okay for the alphabet soup of agencies to disseminate information so that it could be shared for, you know, the greater good, the common good. And this is kind of what they're hiding behind. But still, at the end of the day, it's wrong. They might have found a legal way to get around it, but at the end of the day, it's wrong. And even if it is technically legal, well, Susan Rice is caught lying, okay? She said just 12 days ago that she had no idea. Robert, if we can, please cut. This is clip number three. This is Susan Rice, President Obama's national security advisor.
I know nothing about this. I was surprised to see reports from Chairman Nunes on that count today. I mean, let's back up and recall where we have been. The President of the United States accused his predecessor, President Obama, wiretapping Trump Tower during the campaign. Nothing of the sort occurred, and we've heard that confirmed by the director of the FBI, who also pointed out that no president, no White House, can order the surveillance of another American citizen. That can only come from the Justice Department with the approval of a FISA court.
Semantics, my friends. That is semantics. Yes, the President of the United States cannot order the surveillance, but he can have people do it. Now, this is the second time. We won't count the five lies that Susan Rice told on the five TV talk shows as five different lies. We'll count them as one lie, one major lie about Benghazi. This is the second major lie because Ezra Cohen Watnick, the NSC Senior Director of Intelligence, uncovered Susan Rice's multiple requests related to the Trump transition in February. This is while conducting the review, alerted the White House General Counsel's office, which undertook another review of Rice and told him to stop his investigation into the unmasking. Now, this is big because obviously this goes all the way to the top. It leapfrogs from, you know, people around who, you know, underlings, lower level people, straight to the national security advisor, former national security advisor. And who is she rubbing elbows with? The former president of the United States. We're not there yet. We're not there, but the tide, as I used the analogy before, winter is turning into spring, and the surveillance case is turning a corner in the favor of Donald Trump. The sun is beginning to shine on him, and it looks like it's going to prove that he was right. We'll take a quick break. Remember to check out Trump's war, his battle for America. You're listening to The Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
It's the Savage Nation. Lou Pate filling in for Dr. Savage, who's taking a well-deserved day off. And remember to pick up a copy of Trump's War, His Battle for America. Did you know it's number one on the New York Times bestseller list? Not only number one, it debuted number one. It gets more important that you read this book each and every day. Of course, go to michaelsavage.com for all of your news and sign up for the newsletter there. It's free and delivered to your inbox. You want to get in on the conversation right now, 855-400-SAVAGE. We're talking about the breaking news today that exposed Susan Rice trying to unmask, that's a quote, unmask Trump associates in intelligence reports. And before I get to some of the audio of some of the cohorts in the media and the Senate and how they're working together, I want to say this. Mark my words, here on the Savage Nation, Lou Pate, I will tell you this. You will never hear the media, you will never hear the Democrats now who are shouting from the highest mountain and the tallest soapbox that Trump is incompetent, Trump is illegitimate, Trump is psycho, Trump colluded with the Russians. You will never hear them say that none of that is true. You will never hear them say an investigation has vindicated President Trump because they don't want to. I think they know already that the evidence is not there. Let's face it. Let's go November, December, January, February, March. We're into April. We're going into the sixth month. This does not go that deep, okay, with surveillance, with emails, with everything they have to check. It's not like they have to go back years and years and decades and decades. They've already found that there is no there there. There is no evidence, or else you would have heard about it. Trust me. If there was evidence of wrongdoing on the part of candidate Trump or anybody in his campaign, you would have heard about it. They tried, their best shot was probably with Paul Manafort, because he actually had legitimate business dealings with the Russians. So, there must be some dirt there. And even with Paul Manafort, they could not find anything, okay? And, of course, you're not going to find anything with Kellyanne Conway. She's got no business dealings with the Russians. But what they actually did find out was John Podesta may have violated federal law by not disclosing 75,000 shares in a Putin-linked company. Oh, when he was working for the Obama administration, he just forgot to fill out that piece of paperwork, which, by the way, is a crime. And neglected to inform anybody when he was Hillary Clinton's campaign manager. And also the business dealings of his brother with Russia as well. You're not going to find that on the news, okay? It was a mention online. It was maybe mentioned on Fox a week or so ago. But you're not going to find that. It's just not there. So you got John Podesta. He's got his hands dirty, but they don't want to hear that. But when John Podesta made the idiotic statement that Donald Trump has doomed the planet, okay, remember he made that? He made the statement last week that in reference to his positions on global warming and climate change, that he actually doomed the planet. Oh, that got headlines all over the place. But the left knows already that they don't have anything there. What they are trying to do is give this perception of this black cloud, and they want it to linger for the entire Trump administration. And they will never say to you there was no collusion between Trump and the Russians. Actually, former Director of National Intelligence, James Clapper, said that. He probably wasn't supposed to say it, but he said it right from the get-go. Boom. Case solved. Case closed. But no, they said, no, make that go away. That doesn't fit the narrative. So then they've been wheeling out people like Maxine Waters. They've been wheeling out people like Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, Adam Schiff. And these people, they keep running with this because they know they have their friends in the media who are going to run with it. What they didn't count on is what was going to be uncovered, that Trump's accusation on March 2nd, that Saturday morning tweet, that they're trying to paint him as some bipolar psycho crazy who tweets emotionally, they didn't think that that was true. And they said, okay, he's nuts, he colluded, he's trying to distract. But now, as they peel back the onion, folks, slowly, watch what you're digging for, because now they're finding out the truth. And today it was exposed about Susan Rice. The intelligence documents contained summaries of conversations monitored between foreign officials about the Trump transition. And Susan Rice tried to unmask the names of these people on the Trump transition team. Yet she says, as we played audio earlier, that she did not know about it. Okay? And as I mentioned, the Democrats are really, they're painting themselves into a corner with Justice Gorsuch. They're paint for future nominees by going against this guy. He's like salt of the earth type of justice. They don't come any more driven than pure as the driven white snow than this guy. And the same thing with this surveillance, because it's going on and on. They keep making the same statements every day. And now we're finding information that proved the Obama administration did, in fact, surveil. Robert, if we can, please. This is Maxine Waters, the illustrious Maxine Waters, Congresswoman from Los Angeles, for those of you on the East Coast who have not wasted time in your life with this woman. She is out there every day since day one yelling and screaming that Trump should be impeached. And she is a useful idiot, a bigger useful idiot than even Schumer, Pelosi, and Schiff. And they know, and they keep pushing her out there. And then she's only too happy to make a fool of herself every day with statements such as this.
I think that most people who watch television and who watch Fox They know who these people are. They know that they have no respect for women. They know that they have paid out huge sums of money because they've been sued by women. So we don't expect a lot from him. My main purpose is not to allow him or anybody else to get me off these issues. It's important for us not to be talking about all of the things that they want to talk about in order to shut you down, in order to intimidate you. And so I'm going to stay on the issues. I'm going to deal with patriotism. I'm going to deal with this president and his incompetency and his inability to lead the nation. And that's going to be my story until I get him impeached.
And I say, please, Representative Waters, keep on talking. Please keep on talking. For those of you who don't know, the hymn that she was referring to was Bill O'Reilly. But this was chock full of talking points. That's how you know she's got no red meat. Citing Fox News, that's a Democratic staple. Citing that they don't care about women, that's a Democratic staple. And this comes back to, I'm not going to get into a deep thing, but you know, Bill O'Reilly made a joke that her hair looks like James Brown wig. Okay, the joke fell flat. The media jumped on him, called him all kinds of names, but that's what she was referring to when she says him. But she said she's going to, I'm going to stay on the issues. I'm going to deal with patriotism. What does that even mean? I'm going to deal with this. And, you know, she's just going on and on. Keep talking. I know that a lot of my friends in the media and outside the media go, oh, I'm so tired of this woman. And, you know, they'll say she's just a moron, which she sounds like once she opens her mouth. I say keep talking because when people like Maxine Waters keep talking, listen to that statement. She's not saying anything. She's attacking, using talking points, saying she's just going to keep repeating herself until he gets impeached. She's not saying anything. And I love it. I think it's wonderful. Okay, here's another ignorant statement. Robert, if we can, clip number 6. This is Maxine Waters again talking about where Trump holds meetings.
I do think he should be meeting at the White House. When you have these leaders coming from all over the world to the United States, it should be formalized. It should be at the White House. It should be in a setting that lends itself to the kind of conversation and relationships that's respectful. He's just trying to show off Mar-a-Lago. He's just trying to show them how rich he is and what he owns. It's not appropriate. And, of course, most of what this president does is just not appropriate.
It's not appropriate to bring world leaders to one of the most luxurious resorts in the country, if not the world. Folks, I live in South Florida. Trust me. I've ridden my motorcycle past Mar-a-Lago many times, and I can't even get in the service entrance, but that's a story for another day. From afar, you can't really see much, but what you can see is beautiful. Okay, the whole area is beautiful. Let's just face it. All the homes around there, the whole area is just beautiful. The ocean on one side, the intercoastal on the other side. I ride my Harley Davidson up A1A. It's an amazing ride. And it's very impressive. You know, they say that one of the most impressive things about being president is to bring someone into the Oval Office because the Oval Office can be somewhat intimidating and people are just impressed with it for the fact that it's the Oval Office. President has actually a separate side office, too, that they use most of the time. Oval Office is for photo opportunities. But Mar-a-Lago is impressive, okay? When the leader of China comes later in the week, it's impressive. She's just mad. And she can't get invited to Mar-a-Lago. Maybe if she changed her tune a little bit and didn't say, I do think he should be meeting and didn't speak that way, maybe she would get invited. But trust me, folks, Mar-a-Lago is an incredible place. And I've not even been there. I've only been there from the outside. And any leader who goes there is going to be impressed. Look, Nixon had San Clemente White House. Kennedy had Hyannis Port up there on Cape Cod. And W. Bush had Crawford, Texas, and H.W. Bush had Kenny Bunkport, and I can't think of any other place, other presidents recently who had different homes, but they have their places. Oh, Reagan had Santa Barbara with the ranch. This is where they're comfortable, okay? Yeah, you can go to Camp David, but Camp David seems kind of like, you know, just like a sterile Washington, D.C. type of environment. This is cozy. Make yourself at home. Kick back. It's basically I've told you before when I filled in for Dr. Savage that I worked in construction prior to getting into radio, and I worked in Trump Tower in the Trump residence. And a little gaudy and ornate for my taste, but still nice nonetheless. And kind of Mar-a-Lago from the pictures I've seen is kind of Trump Tower down south. That's really it. It is the South Trump Tower. It's equally as gaudy, equally as ornate, but equally as impressive and equally as beautiful. So where does he want them to bring? Here, Maxine Waters, when you had your questionable meetings back in 2009 that led to an investigation, where were those meetings held? Think about it. It's just truly off-putting. It's unsettling, and it shows what they have. It has nothing. They have nothing. If they had something on Trump, you would hear about it. We heard Susan Rice in the clip I played earlier say, there's no evidence of that former President Obama ordered a wiretap. There's no evidence of it. Move along. But when it's Trump, you have Adam Schiff saying, well, we should move on. We shouldn't move on from this investigation because it's way too early to come to any conclusions. You can't have it both ways, folks. You can't have it both ways. You can't say, well, there's no evidence here. That's it. And end of story. And over here, it's like, well, it's too early to come to any conclusions. They don't have anything, but mark my words, I'll end this segment where I began it. You will never hear the media and you will never hear the Democrats give Trump a pass and say no evidence has been found. Even though they said it already, they did a take back. We'll take a quick break. Remember, check out the number one debuting New York Times bestseller, Trump's War, His Battle for America. That's Dr. Savage's latest tome. Well, if you haven't heard about it, I don't know how you can't. If the New York Times has to be dragged kicking and screaming to give him his credit where credit is due, it is definitely worth the read, and that book gets more important to read each and every day. Of course, go to michaelsavage.com, get your latest news and headlines, but right now, keep it here on the Savage Nation and take part in the conversation, 855-400-SAVAGE. My name is Lou Pate. You are listening to The Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com.
It's the Savage Nation. Lou Pate sitting in for Dr. Savage. He will be back tomorrow, but in the meantime, check out Trump's War, His Battle for America, the number one debuting New York Times bestseller. Coming up a little later, we're going to talk about how Trump is methodically undoing Obama's policies, and as he does that, this Russia drumbeat will beat even louder. We'll also touch on the confirmation hearings for Justice Gorsuch, but let's get to the phones. 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-SAVAGE. Let's talk. Mike at WFTL in my current hometown of South Florida. Welcome to the Savage Nation.
Appreciate it. You do a great job. I love listening to you.
Thank you.
You got me before, so I had to call in. I didn't really want to get involved. I just wanted to listen. But that woman's got nothing, right? So when they got nothing, they got to look for something. Could you imagine how feeble? He's bringing people to Mar-a-Lago. How hideous. So, I mean, first of all, he's footing the bill that the White House don't have to pick up with all the chefs and et cetera, and dining and wine and this and that. And then second, it's more of a, you know, it gives these people more of a hospital feeling. Oh, wow, you know, he's bringing me to his place. You know, I could always go there.
Hey, I'd be honored if Donald, and I just live a few miles away, I'd be honored to go there. But then, you know, Mike, what they're complaining about is how much it costs to fly down to Mar-a-Lago every weekend.
Oh, boy.
That's what they're complaining. They never complained when it was costing a lot of money for Nancy Pelosi to fly on taxpayer dollars to San Francisco every weekend. They didn't complain about that. But look, when Dr. Savage flew east to meet the president at Mar-a-Lago, Dr. Savage flew on his own dime, Okay? I'm sure with all the support he's given President Trump, he might have sent a plane for him as a courtesy, but he didn't. He flew on his own dime. Does anybody give him credit for that? No. But they would criticize if it was the other way around. But, Mike, thanks for your call, and I appreciate you entering into the fray. Hey, Robert, we got time for Tom at WABC? No? All right. Tom, don't go away. We'll catch up with you in the next hour. I want to get to, and if everybody else who's holding, we will get to you as well. But it's a double standard. You know, we had Michelle Obama, nothing against the former first lady, but her mother lived in the White House. She had 22 assistants. She traveled a lot with friends on our dime, on our planes. It's just a perk that comes with it. I can't criticize them for it, but the media tends to do that. When it's a Republican, they criticize. When it's a Democrat, well, they don't. We'll take a quick break. You are listening to The Savage Nation. Remember, get Trump's war, his battle for America, number one on the New York Times. Huge accomplishment. Congratulations, Dr. Savage. You're listening to The Savage Nation.
Join The Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage. Warning, The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, winner of the National Radio Hall of Fame Award, Michael Savage.
It's the Savage Nation. Lou Pate filling in for Dr. Savage, who's taking a day off. And in the meanwhile, he'll be back tomorrow. Do not fret. But in the meantime, check out michaelsavage.com for all the latest headlines, to subscribe to the Savage newsletter. Pick up a copy of Trump's War. I keep telling you that. Trump's War, his battle for America. It debuted number one on the New York Times bestseller list, and it gets more important that we read that book each and every day that it is available, because it is a tale of our times. It's like Dr. Savage has the vision. Hey, that's why it debuted number one. We're going to shift gears a little bit. If you're holding, please continue to hold. We're going to talk about the Gorsuch hearing, the confirmation. A Senate panel has favorably recommended Gorsuch for the Supreme Court, but the Democrats have accrued enough votes to filibuster. So now the question comes up, what will the Republicans do? Will they go to the nuclear option, which is basically getting the 51 votes and passing it through, or will they try to get more votes and get to 60? They won't. I think they ended up at 55. They had Joe Manchin and Senator Heitkamp, but they don't have enough to get to 60. But the 11-9 committee vote for President Trump's nominee, Justice Gorsuch, strictly along party lines. Surprise, surprise. This came just shortly after the Democrats secured enough votes to block the nomination in the full Senate. So, but now this is a success, a win, I guess you could say, for the Democrats, but it's virtually sure, it's going to be a short-lived victory, because they just don't have the numbers to block it. And the irony, folks, is, for those of you who don't get down into political minutiae of this, you'll keep hearing about the nuclear option. The nuclear option. That's all you're going to hear about. The nuclear option. Use of the nuclear option. How'd that come about? The nuclear option exists because Democrats changed the rules, or changed the precedent, is the technical term, in the Senate back in 2011. Harry the Dirty Dog Reid pushed it through. It happened when there was a Democratic majority, but not a supermajority. You had Senator Jeff Merkley, who was a Democrat from Oregon, Tom Udall, a Democrat from New Mexico, actually proposed a sweeping filibuster reform package to be implemented via the constitutional option. That's the same thing as the nuclear option. The official term is constitutional option. But at the time, Harry Reid said, no, he stopped them from doing it and to move forward. But then he couldn't get the votes he wanted. So in October of 2011, Harry Reid triggered the nuclear option, the constitutional option, to make a more modest change in Senate precedence. And hence the 51 vote nuclear option was born, and that is what he is facing now. Now, the Gorsuch confirmation is one that the Democrats, in my opinion, should let just go by. They are not, this is a bad battle to pick. It's a battle they could only lose. Number one, they don't have the numbers to block him. And number two, the guy is not a controversial figure. He's not an activist judge. He's got no blemishes on his record. Most glaring of all is that when he was put on the federal bench, he had a unanimous nomination. Everybody voted for him. People who now are saying he cannot be put on the bench, Feinstein, Schumer, Leahy, and others, all voted to confirm him to the federal bench. So what are you doing? You can't win the game, so why bother playing? Save your ammunition, save your battle for the next nominee, because there's going to be one. But Justice Kennedy, what is he, late 80s, early 90s, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, I wish her no ill will, but her health is not good. These people are at advanced age. So there's going to be at least one, possibly two or more openings during the Trump administration. So this is they're fighting a losing battle. They're painting themselves into the corner, and he's going to be nominated. So let's play, if we can, Robert, before we get to the phones. And by the way, if you want to get on the conversation, we're going to get to the phones right after these sound bites. 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-SAVAGE. We're going to get to the phones, but please, clip number 16.
Look, when a nominee doesn't get 60 votes, you shouldn't change the rules. You should change the nominee. And let's just give me 1 minute here, because this is important.
All right.
Let's just look at the history, okay? Our nominee was Merrick Garland. Mitch McConnell broke 230 years of precedent and didn't call him up for a vote. It wasn't in the middle of an election campaign. It was March. Second, then, now, it looks like we have the 60 the votes to prevent Gorsuch from getting on.
Well, there you have it. It was March of 2016, and yes, there was an election going on. It was the primary season. He just wants to pretend that it wasn't the presidential race that was going on. He wanted to say, oh, it's only an election season when the nominees have been picked from both sides. Well, that's not true. It's a perpetual election season, especially in the year of. So, look, Merrick Garland was a sacrificial lamb. The Democrats are just using him to say, oh, we didn't get our guy in there. Nothing against Merrick Garland, but he is basically to President Obama what Harriet Myers was to President George W. Bush. They knew Harriet Myers wasn't going to be confirmed, so they just threw her name out there. They knew the Democrats were going to reject her, and then she served her purpose. And that's the same thing with Garland. They knew that this was going to happen, and they knew he was never going to come up for a vote, so basically, he was their sacrificial lamb. So don't give me this 230 years of precedent, because, as I said earlier, it was the Democrats who created the nuclear option just in 2011. Now it's coming back to bite them. Robert, if we can, continue with Chuck Schumer. This is clip 17, please.
Now, that doesn't mean you have to change the rules. Each side didn't get their nominee. Let's sit down and come together. Our Republican friends are acting like, you know, they're a cat on the top of a tree, and they have to jump off with all the damage that entails. Come back off the tree, sit down, and work with us, and we will produce a mainstream nominee.
They don't come any more mainstream than Justice Gorsuch. I mean, his speech the night that President Trump introduced him, when he said, I will not agree with every decision I have to make, or any justice who agrees with every decision he makes is not doing his or her job. And that sold me on him right then and there, that he is going to be fair. But I'd like to hear from Chuck Schumer. Well, you voted for him for the federal bench. Why are you against him now? He was mainstream enough then. Why is he not mainstream enough now? Let's get to the phones. 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-SAVAGE. If you'd like to get in on the conversation. Aaron at WALG in Georgia. Welcome to the Savage Nation.
Hey, yeah, you brought up some great points. You know, I am a moderate Democrat who hates the partisanship on both sides, left and right. But yes, I would vote against Gorsuch, and that's because we have the checks and balances in our Constitution where we are trying to provide incentives for presidents to not nominate justices that hold views that fall outside the mainstream. Now, you keep on saying it's mainstream views, but he's an originalist. And because he's an originalist, that's the reason why the right wing praised the pick.
Well, that's a talking point. But let me ask you this, Aaron. Then why did all of these senators who are against him now vote for him unanimously last time he came up for the federal bench?
First, I have not looked at every case that Gorsuch spoke to before he was nominated to the federal.
Yeah, but hold on. I didn't expect you to know all of his cases. All I'm saying is that maybe if Chuck Schumer said, well, I voted for him, but in this case, he did not do as I would want. They're not even saying that because there are no cases. So you don't even have to waste your time researching it. There are no cases. It's all political. They're only against him because, number one, he came from Trump. And number two, because they want to get back at McConnell for not letting Merrick Garland come up for a vote.
Merrick Garland was the ideal justice in the sense that he's not a originalist like Gorsuch, and he's not a living constitutionalist.
Stop with the originalist stuff. Come on, Aaron. That's just a talking point. You heard that from Nancy Pelosi. Dr. Savage played those clips. She went on and on about her. They try to paint him as an originalist, saying he's an originalist. He favors slavery. Come on.
Now, I understand that you're talking about Schumer. He's partisan. I agree. But McConnell, partisan. Trump, partisan. That's what I'm trying to get. We need to stop all this yo journalism and get back to the matter. You need.
All right, I got another question. You're dancing. I got one more question. I got to go. I want to get to the other callers. Senator Leahy, Feinstein, Schumer, Pelosi. They voted, not Pelosi, but the others, they all voted for him the first time around. Why not now?
For one, you're assuming that the record is the same. I think.
Well, then I got to go, Aaron, but thanks for your call. They have to cite the record. They have to. I tell you, Mike, Joel, don't go away. We're going to take a quick break. I want to give you guys some time to talk, and we'll get some talk time in. In the meantime, 855-400-SAVAGE if you want to get on the conversation. My name is Lou Pate. I'm filling in for Dr. Savage. He is taking a well-deserved day off, but I encourage you, in his absence, go to michaelsavage.com, get all your latest headlines, subscribe to the Savage newsletter, and trust me, you will not be disappointed, as all of the people who put it as number one in its debut on the New York Times bestseller list, Trump's War, His Battle for America. My name is Lou Pate. You are listening to The Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com.
Those of us who hope that Judge Gorsuch would use his confirmation hearings to give insight into the type of justice he would be, we were certainly disappointed. Based on his record, I had concerns about his views. I had concerns whether he'd bring a partisan agenda to the court. Judge Gorsuch did nothing to allay those fears. In fact, I could say he solidified them.
Well, provide an example. Welcome back to the Savage Nation. Lou Pate in for Dr. Savage, who will return tomorrow. Please check out michaelsavage.com, where everything you can get there, free email delivered to your inbox. And, of course, pick up a copy of Trump's War, His Battle for America. 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-SAVAGE. Why do you think the Democrats are trying to block Gorsuch when they can't? What would be the reason? I say it's all political. It's obviously all political based on the history. There we heard Senator Leahy in that latest soundbite talking about how his record. But you really should back it up and say there was this case where he said this and I disagree with how he ruled on this one versus that one. And then maybe you have some credibility. You can't just say, you know, he solidified his partisan agenda and then not give examples. Am I wrong? 855-400-SAVAGE, Mike at WVNN, Dr. Savage's affiliate in Alabama. Welcome to the Savage Nation.
Hey, Lou. How are you doing?
I'm doing okay. Thanks for holding. How can I help you?
I was going to say, why do you think that they're trying to block Neil?
Well, politics. They're hoping against hope to get somebody who's, let's say, you know, obviously Justice Gorsuch is going to be reflective of Justice Scalia. He's going to be a conservative, I think a fair conservative, but they're trying to Robert Bork him and maybe get someone in there who's moderate, maybe someone like a Souter who oftentimes sided with the liberals on the court. And he was nominated by President H.W. Bush.
The reason they're trying to block him is because they're trying to block the immigration policy that Donald Trump has the perfect one to do. And the reason they're doing it is that many of them have taken money from either George Soros or some other group like that. A lot of them taking money from the Saudis. You have this is more of a confederation than you can imagine. The ridiculous points that they're coming up with to block Neil when everybody voted for him previously is because one of the things is that he's pretty much pro the Second Amendment. And their agenda, Michael Bloomberg, and who's putting a lot of money into this thing, is also trying to block any ability of the Second Amendment to be more solidified than it currently is constitutionally. I'm a constitutional attorney, and I can assure you that they don't want Neil in there because of the agendas that they have pushed long and hard for. And that would upset their apple cart. It's one of the reasons they also pushed so hard because I can't remember the guy's name on offhand to see, but that Obama traveled out there was anti-Second Amendment.
Right, Merrick Garland. No, you make some valid points there. It does, you know, partially all of it is true in reference to the executive order, the travel ban, and so on and so forth. But it comes back to what I said. They want to get a moderate in there who's going to vote on all of the things that you listed and possibly go their way some of the time. And it's just political, too. It's blatant politics. But, Mike, thanks for your call. Do appreciate it. It's just blatant politics. That's all it is. They are doing it because it's coming from Trump. I truly believe that, hypothetically, Hillary Clinton would never nominate a Neil Gorsuch. But if she did, he'd pass the Senate with the Democrats in flying colors. That's just the way it is. Let's check in with my original hometown, my birthplace, Joe at WABC in New York. How are you doing?
Actually, it's from Levittown, Pennsylvania.
Oh, okay. Well, welcome to the Savage Nation.
I've been in Levittown, New York several times. How are you? I just want to say this a little bit longer than what I told you in the preview to get on the show. I am a Democrat. I won't vote Democrat again in my lifetime until the Democrats purge their party of political hacks and stop wasting our tax dollars like people like Chuck Schumer, who's nothing but a political hack. This is all about greed. It's all about jealousy. It's all about envy now that the ball is not in their court. I voted originally for Barack Obama, sorry to say. The bottom line is I was disenchanted as the years went on, didn't vote for him this time. The bottom line is, and we have people right now, the Democratic Party, here's all they do now. It's, if you don't agree with them, they play the race card. You know, it's whatever new twist they have, it's always about dirty politics. As a Democrat, wake up, Democratic Party, you're losing it. Start governing. Start being responsible. That's why I, as many people in this country, have turned and start voting for Republicans.
I think you echo, and thank you for your call, I think you echo the sentiment of many, many Democrats out there. You just gave the message to millions of Dr. Savage's listeners out there, tens of millions of listeners out there, and it's not what they're showing on CNN. It's not what they're showing on MSNBC. People are in their regular lives. They feel the same way. Disenchanted with Obama, voted for Trump, give him a chance. We'll take a quick break. Lou Pate here with you. Remember, go to michaelsavage.com for your latest headlines. Subscribe to the Savage newsletter and pick up Trump's war, his battle for America. 855-400-SAVAGE. You are listening to The Savage Nation.
Savage.
As I've said, our job is to assess whether the nominee will protect the legal and constitutional rights of all Americans, and whether the nominee recognizes the humanity and justice required when evaluating the cases before him. Unfortunately, based on Judge Gorsuch's record at the Department of Justice, his tenure on the bench, his appearance before the Senate, and his written questions for the record, I cannot support this nomination.
Welcome back to the Savage Nation. Lou Pate sitting in for Dr. Savage, who's taking the day off. He will return tomorrow. The Savage Nation, the cornerstone of the Trump presidency and the home of Trump's war, his battle for America, the number one debuting New York Times bestseller list, gets more important to read each and every day. 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282 if you want to get in on the conversation. That was Senator Feinstein. We've heard from Senator Leahy. We've heard from Chuck Schumer. And now we heard from Senator Feinstein. Very coordinated talking points attack, saying based on his record, they can't support him. But none of them have given one example of said record as to why. And I have to give credit to Team Savage here with Jim and Robert. We were talking about this in our show meetings, and I agree with Jim when he says this begs the point, to makes the point for term limits with these people. They're just regurgitating talking points. They're partisan to be partisan. They're going against Gorsuch because it's a Republican president, and it screams and begs to make the case for term limits. It's really amazing. The Democratic Party calls, they say they care about people more than everybody. They're the party of the gays. They're the party of the blacks, the Hispanics, everybody who they view as downtrodden. It's funny because I know gay people, I know black people, I know Hispanic people. None of them look at themselves as downtrodden, okay? And not all of them come from great economic means. But Democrats look down on people. Yet the average age of the Democratic leadership is 76 years old. And I'm not being an ageist. There's nothing wrong with that age. I'm just saying they pretend to be the party of all groups, but they're all 76 and they're all white. What does that tell you? Okay, not exactly the party of the people, as they claim to be. Let's get back to the phone. Anthony on WABC New York. How are you, Anthony?
Yes, good afternoon, Lou. I always enjoy when you fill in.
Thank you.
I want to say that you're absolutely right. It's nothing but pure politics. These Democrats, they talk about wanting to reach across the aisle. They never want to reach across the aisle. Republicans can't. There's no bipartisanship with them. Our Republicans should be nothing but out to seek and destroy them, because they want to destroy this country. They're a bunch of no good backstabbing traitors. They want this one world government, utopian world that they think is going to be so great. But you know what? How many of them have these terrorists living in their house? Feinstein lives up on a hill, like Savage says all the time, and there's no illegal immigration affecting them, but it's okay for us. And if Obamacare was so great, how come they exempted themselves from it? They're such backstabbing, two-faced hypocrite bums, and they're not getting their one-world government. Thank God Donald Trump is in there, and we ain't reaching across the aisle. You know what, Democrats? Screw you. We want to destroy you, because you want to destroy this country, you bunch of traitors. Thank you.
Thank you, Anthony. I appreciate your passion, excuse me. And I hear a lot of what you're saying. Basically, what it comes down to is Democrats don't really want to get anything done. That's the political way. And, you know, Republicans, too. I don't toe the Republican line. I don't worship at the altar of Ronald Reagan. But there are times when we talk about draining the swamp, but establishment Democrats and establishment Republicans play this game back and forth where when one's in power, the only thing the other one does is try to not let them get anything done. Well, we have somebody in there now, President Trump, although he ran under the R of the Republican Party. He's kind of like, he's like a libertarian independent in there in the middle, but you couldn't run as those because you'll never get elected, because the only other thing the establishment Republicans and Democrats agree on is not to let a third or a fourth or a fifth party ever gain steam, because they'd be out of business, and they know it. Hey, Robert, if we can we play clip number 9? I want to give you, this is Maxine Waters praising Pelosi, and there's a reason I'll explain right after this. Clip number 9, please.
I have the fortune of being under the leadership of one of the strongest women in this country, and that's Nancy Pelosi. She has delivered time and time again for the people of this country. And if it had not been for her, we never would have been able to pass the ACA, which is known as Obamacare. She is fantastic, she's ferocious, and she's a fantastic leader.
All right. Ferocious. Fantastic. ACA, the Affordable Health Care Act that everybody hates. Now, I'm not going to play the whole thing, Robert, but if we could play clip number 10, this is Nancy Pelosi. It goes on for a long time, but I'll just play it for about 20 seconds or so the folks can get an idea.
Maxine, of course, is strong, effective, and that makes her a target. You know, you're not a target if you're not effective. That's what I always say about myself. But they took the wrong person with Maxine. But anyway, viva Maxine. She's so great, and she's so good at what she does.
All right, there you go. So there you have it. Oh, Maxine Waters praises Pelosi. Pelosi praises Maxine Waters. Oh, it's sickening. If you have to praise someone, they're not doing a good job. Let someone's actions, let someone's accomplishments speak for what they contribute to society. Just getting up every day, as Maxine Waters does, and spew impeachment. And getting up every day with Pelosi every day talking about Trump not being a legitimate president. Keep talking, ladies. Keep talking. I will give, if I had the power, I would give you the loudest bullhorn in the world. Actually, I'm on the loudest bullhorn in the world right now. Keep talking. That's why I'm playing your sound bites, because you sound ridiculous. You sound very yesteryear, and I don't mean that in old. It just means outdated. It's not what the people want to hear. The people want to move forward, okay? And coming up a little later, we're going to be talking about a lot of the accomplishments of Donald Trump and what he is accomplishing while all of this rhetoric is going back and forth. While Pelosi's praising Waters, while Waters is praising Pelosi, we'll talk about all of the accomplishments of Donald Trump. Let's go check in with Clint at Dr. Savage's flagship station, KSFO. Hey, Clint.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm okay. Yourself?
Good, good. The Democrats are blocking Gorsuch because it's a win-win for them. Let's suppose Jeb Bush had got elected and they pulled this and they blocked Jeb Bush's nomination, if he would have, you know, nominated a justice like Gorsuch, which he probably wouldn't have. But
I don't think he would have. I was just going to say, I don't think he would have.
What they would have done was is they would have mushed like they always did, and they would have agreed to somebody like perhaps what we ultimately got with Justice Roberts, which was a total catastrophe. So they would have won if they got Trump to walk back his nominee. Good for President Trump. He's not doing that. Now, they also win because what they want, and this is what I think their objective is strategically, because they think the long game, they want to trigger the nuclear option. They want that to happen so that they can put it on us. Even though Reid did it with the lower courts, now they can elevate it to Supreme Court nominations. And when they do it, when they will get in power, and someday they will, hopefully it won't be for another 50 years, they'll say, you guys did it. You started it.
Well, I have to disagree with you, Clint. I understand what you're saying, but I disagree because it's not that this is the Republicans' turn. This is the payback. This is as if you and I would have had this conversation back in 2011 and say, well, the Democrats are doing this now, and one day the Republicans will get into power. They'll use it against them. We're already there, only it's the reverse of what you just said. Can you see what I'm saying?
No, I'm missing it because it's to their benefit once they get in power. But I agree. We got to do it. I mean, this is war. We're going
to
do it.
Let me put it to you this way. And we talked about this with Team Savage in our pre-show meeting. And it's a brilliant point that Jim brought up, is that the Democrats are, you say win-win, I say lose-lose, because they're going to lose anyway. Yes, they will use the nuclear option, and the Democrats will say that, you know, they'll use that against them in the future. But the people don't care. They're painting themselves into the corner. They're using all of their bullets right now. And then when the next Supreme Court nominee comes up, they're going to have no more bullets left. There's going to be nothing. They can't come up with the same thing and say, oh, his record or her record, or I don't like them. I mean, they're really pushing water uphill here with somebody that they've confirmed unanimously before, and they can't give any examples of his record as to why they want to vote against him. They just keep saying his record is bad. So I think they're painting themselves into a corner. But, Clint, we'll have to agree to disagree. And hopefully you and I will both live long enough to see how it plays out down the line. Let's stay in San Francisco. Let's check out James, KSFO, as well. Hey, James, welcome to the Savage Nation.
Yes, sir. Thank you for your efforts. You know, I was really feeling that impassioned guy 5 minutes ago. You know, I think it's time that people recognize that this isn't an inept thing or a stupid thing. That's innocent. That's benign. You can't help it if you're an idiot or you're inept. This is a betrayal thing, okay? Nobody's this stupid, okay? The hour is too late to mince words. You don't need to be a scholar to look at the fiscal liability that illegal immigrants pose. We have a progressive petri dish called Europe, okay? We don't need to be psychic to know what happens when we import these fundamentally different Muslim people here en masse. So what I am submitting is that this isn't a benign difference of policy thing. This is a fundamental betrayal and constitutional treason. It is literally treason. And they employ the same, these globalists are employing the same thing in our country as they do all over the world. Crash the old, usher in the new world order. That's what they're doing. It's demo. They don't want to remodel, they want to build a whole new structure. So ask any out-of-work contractor, that means that there's demo to do. And that's what we're witnessing. The fiscal, social, moral, deliberate demo of our country.
But and you're right on many points, James. It's not about getting anything accomplished. Chuck Schumer, Leahy, Feinstein, Pelosi, Waters, it's a political game, and it's about winning. It's about winning the game, and the way you win the game is to stop the other side from getting done anything they want to accomplish. If that even means getting someone into office or into a judgeship before they even get a chance to make any decision. That's all. It's a game. To them, it's a game. Nothing affects them. They have their super-duper Cadillac health plans. They have their high salaries. They're in there for life. People in Brooklyn, people in San Francisco, they'll vote Feinstein and Schumer in until the world ends. Again, back to the term limits, which we cited earlier. But they don't care if they get anything done because it doesn't affect them. That's what it is. But excellent points. I'll tell you what, we'll take a quick break. Lou Pate here with you. If you want to get on the conversation, 855-400-SAVAGE. Lou Pate sitting in for Dr. Savage. Remember, go to michaelsavage.com, get your latest headlines, subscribe to the newsletter. It's free, delivered to your inbox. And I implore you, Trump's war is Battle for America. Number one on the New York Times bestseller list. Need I say more? Lou Pate here with you on the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com.
It's the Savage Nation. Lou Pate filling in for Dr. Savage, who's taking the day off. And hey, when you go to michaelsavage.com, aside from everything that's offered there, your news, your headlines, you can order Trump's War, his Battle for America. You're going to look for the icon of Dr. Savage holding the United States, and you can become a Savage Premium member. So go to michaelsavage.com right now, join now, and become a premium member. So much to offer. You'll know when you click on it. Go behind the scenes, special members-only stuff and segments. It's all right there. Become a Michael Savage, Dr. Savage premium member right now. But we're talking right now about the Supreme Court nomination. There's going to be a filibuster. Judge Gorsuch will be confirmed. He'll probably have to use the nuclear option, which means 51 votes. But why stand in the way is my question to the Democrats. You're going to lose. I know, as one caller said, they think it's a good fight because they could then say, well, the Republicans used the nuclear option. But they created the nuclear option and used it in 2011. This is payback. It makes no sense. They're making it harder. And I think when the Republicans, when Donald Trump puts up an even more conservative person down the line, well, they're not going to have steady footing to battle him. But let's get back to the phones. Joe at WABC New York, welcome to the Savage Nation with Lou Pate. How are you?
I'm doing great, Lou, and thank you very much for the opportunity to speak with you. And the point I'd like to make about this is why I think the Democrats are doing what they're doing is that I think they want to delay Trump implementing anything for as long as they can to maintain two Obama legacies as long as they can, and that's the Affordable Care Act, otherwise known as Obamacare, and, of course, it's Obama's open border immigration policies. And right now what I believe that the Democratic Party is doing is prolonging the delay so that they can continue to go judge shopping. And what I mean by that is in a singular federal court level, you can shop a court that has a judge that leans in your direction, which they did in Hawaii, which they did in Washington, to impede President Trump's immigration plans. Once they go to a Supreme Court that's fully staffed with nine members, you can't go Supreme Court shopping. What you see is what you get. And all of a sudden, they just can't go out and pick a judge that's going to rule in their favor. And I think the biggest fear that they have, or at least what they would like to do, is get through primary season with as much of the Obama legacy still in they possibly can be in front of the Supreme Court. And that's what I believe is happening right now. Judge shopping is a benefit to the Democratic Party right now, and they want to prolong it as long as they can.
Do you think, you don't think they have somebody that they could name, say, if hypothetically Donald Trump said, okay, Chuck Schumer, who do you want to put up? You don't think he's had somebody in his back pocket ready to plug in?
I don't think he could pick Colin Powell and get them to go for him, because Powell can actually lean to the right as well as the left. They want to prolong the equalization of the Supreme Court at 4-4 so that they can continue to judge shop on the local
level. You know what would be funny is if Trump said, and thank you for your call, Joe, what would be funny is if Trump said, okay, let's put Merrick Garland up there, because you know they don't really want Merrick Garland, they just want to use him as an excuse. Yeah, let's nominate Merrick Garland. See how that works out for you. They would have, Schumer would be going, homina, homina, homina. Hey, Barry at KSFO. Oh, we're out of time, Barry. Hold that thought. Sorry about that. I didn't know we were up against the break. I apologize. Lou Pate in for Dr. Savage here on the Savage Nation. Check out michaelsavage.com for Trump's war, his battle for America. You're listening to the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage. Warning. The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, winner of the National Radio Hall of Fame Award, Michael Savage.
It's the Savage Nation, Lou Pate filling in for Dr. Savage, who's taking the day off, and I encourage you, even in his absence, go to michaelsavage.com for all the latest headlines, subscribe to the Savage newsletter, it's free and delivered to your inbox, and while you're there, you can sign up to become a premium member. You're going to want to click on the little icon there of Dr. Savage holding the United States in his hand. Lots of great, lots of fun stuff there. You're going to definitely want to become a premium member. And also, pick up a copy of Trump's War, His Battle for America, the number one debuting New York Times bestseller. Do you know what an accomplishment that is? Number one, just to be on the New York Times bestseller list is an accomplishment. To debut on the New York Times bestseller list speaks volumes. So pick up a copy of Trump's War, His Battle for America. Give it as a gift. Read it yourself. It's important that you read this book, especially in these times. Lou Pate here with you. We're going to be taking your calls, 855-400-SAVAGE. If you're holding, please continue to hold. We're going to get to all of your calls. Again, 855-400-SAVAGE. There's a lot going on in the news and how they want us to, they want to sculpt the way we think. They want to put it out there that the Trump administration is a huge failure from the kickoff right to present day. And while there is all of this going on with Russia, 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 there's a lot going on behind the scenes that Trump is actually doing. A lot of accomplishments. I'm not going to bore you with all the details of all of these accomplishments. I'll give you this, the general gists, but they have to deal with climate change, abortion and family planning. We'll get into some of this. Keystone Pipeline, which was passed through. The Dakota Access Pipeline, which was passed through. Fuel efficiency standards. Getting rid of the TPP. And you're like, what? I haven't heard about this, Lou. Well, you have. Dr. Savage has talked about it, but we focused on so many other things here on the show as well. But if you're clicking around on the internet and you're watching on TV, all you hear is Russia, Russia, Russia. And you're not, and they're trying to distract you from what is going on behind the scenes. He's putting coal miners back to work, getting rid of a lot of those Obama-era regulations that basically put people out of work. Generations of coal miners there in Kentucky and other places that were out of jobs, okay, and nowhere to go, killing the industry. Hillary Clinton said during the campaign she wanted to put the coal business out of business. Now, you'll look, I believe it was the Washington Post last week, in another fake news outlet, they put up there, Trump promised to put coal miners back to work, but this facility in Arizona is closing down. While true, that's unfortunate, but it's one facility that is closing down. In the other areas of the country, Virginia, Kentucky, and other places, they're getting rid of those getting rid of those regulations is creating jobs, okay? And coal miners are going back to work. That's just one of the many things. They want to give you this illusion, again, if I could use Chuck Schumer's word, a dark cloud over the Trump administration. It is a fake dark cloud. It is a fabricated scandal because they are still very sour about losing their power, still very sour that that victory was snapped from the jaws of defeat and Hillary Clinton losing. They still can't get it through their head that Trump has won, and they're trying to do everything to undermine him. And this is Republicans, too. Establishment Republicans are no friend of the Trump administration. And with that, I mean Mitch McConnell. With that, I mean Paul Ryan and others. So what we have going on here now is the news and even the politicians on the Hill will never give the Trump administration the credit that they deserve for what is happening. And as he accomplishes more and more that you will never hear about, the drumbeat on Russia will get louder and louder and louder. Even though, as I predicted before, you will never hear vindication, they know already there's no evidence. Trust me, if there was even a hint of evidence, you would have heard about it. That cannot be said enough. But on climate change, Trump has signed an executive order just last week to deliver on his promise to take apart Obama's efforts to curb global warming. Now, call me a denier, call me what you want. Global warming is a farce. Okay, it is a fake science. We have NASA, we have NOAA, and we have the National Ice and Climate Data Center falsifying data multiple times. They've been caught with their pants down multiple times when it comes to global warming. Remember, it used to be global warming, now it's climate change. Remember, they used to be liberals, now they're progressives. But they have been caught, those three government organizations have been caught falsifying data. The leading scientists in the global warming community have been caught falsifying data. And they even had an email released saying, well, the emails proving that we falsified our data weren't supposed to be seen by the public. Of course not. Con man's never supposed to show how they pull their tricks. Magicians are never supposed to show how their tricks are pulled off. Of course, when you're communicating back and forth about how you're falsifying data, no one's supposed to know about it. Oh, come on. And it goes on. We have the issue of abortion and family planning, depending on where you fall in that. He is expected to sign legislation erasing another Obama rule. Okay, this one bans states from withholding federal family planning funds from Planned Parenthood. That's like getting your tongue tied, okay? Measure cleared the Senate last week, and Mike Pence, who's also president of the Senate, cast the tying vote 51. So that one was right down the middle. And Keystone Pipeline was pushed through, the Dakota Access Pipeline was pushed through, and fuel and efficiency standards. That is something that we didn't hear about at all. They're re-examining federal requirements governing fuel efficiency of cars and trucks. And you say, well, why? The Obama administration, back in 2012, set fuel economy regulations for model years 2017 through 2025 and agreed to complete a midterm evaluation by next year. We played the audio for you, Dr. Savage did, on here with Trump talking about that. Okay, and then days before Obama left, the EPA decided to keep the stringent requirements it had in place for the model years 2022 to 2025. Okay, and as Trump said, it's not going to happen, folks. It's not going to happen, and he's going to go through with that. The TPP, the Trans-Pacific Partnership, for which Hillary Clinton was an extreme advocate for. Okay, Trump got rid of that. One of the first things he did. And as each one of these dominoes fell, all of a sudden, you didn't hear much about the Russia thing. And then as each one of these dominoes fell, they're like, this guy's, the term that was used, is operating at a whirlwind speed. And I believe the consensus behind the scenes on both the establishment Republicans, establishment Democrats, the never Trumpers is what I mean on the GOP side, is we got to stop this guy. And they start beating that drum louder. Russia, Russia, Russia. He's an illegitimate president. Maxine Waters, who we played numerous sound bites from earlier. Impeach, impeach. Chuck Schumer, there's a dark cloud. You know what the dark cloud is? That President Obama changed the criteria for people to be part of the Trans-Pacific Partnership for Malaysia. Why? Malaysia did not meet the requirements to be part of the TPP because of their human rights record, which is atrocious, most notably in the area of sex trafficking of women and children. You heard me. Sex trafficking of women and children. And the media turned a blind eye to that. It's like, oh, the TPP, President Obama pushed it through. No. You're the party of women. You're the party of children. You talk about Republicans, war on women. You talk about Trump being a misogynist because he had some locker room talk. I've said worse things in my life, I'm sure, if a recorder was being kept every single time you're joshing with the guys. And women, too. Women talk dirty, too. Okay, it's what you do. It's what you do when you're joking around once in a while. You let fly. You blow off some steam. But the party of women, the party of children. Meanwhile, he turns a blind eye to children being sex trafficked in Malaysia. Check it out. That's true. So the TPP's gone. So that's not going to happen. And all of this is taking place. CNN, MSNBC, you're never going to hear about it there. Because all they're obsessed. As a matter of fact, just this morning, I was watching, it was a John Berman guy, and one of the mannequins, I don't know, they all look the same to me. All these processed girls that all look the same. It was either Brooke Baldwin or Poppy Harlow, one of those two. They were talking about how President Trump tweeted out this morning about how, and I follow Trump on Twitter, and you should too. There's a lot of information there because he goes straight to the people. But he was talking, he tweeted out about questioning if Hillary Clinton had apologized for cheating on the debate. Now, people might say, well, that's a little outdated. Why would he tweet that out at this point? Well, because he was thinking about it, and that's what he did. He wanted to get it out there, and he tweeted it out. They're like, how does this affect any Americans? How does this help any Americans? They were like beside themselves with this self-righteous indignation. What they don't tell you is that President Trump also tweeted out, oh, four or five, possibly six other tweets in the morning, talking about the surveillance and the breaking news of the ongoing controversy surrounding the possible surveillance by the previous administration of an incoming president-elect. They conveniently leave that out. And then they're wondering why they've got MSNBC chomping at their heels, sneaking up on them in the ratings. Because everybody sees right through this. President Trump has millions and millions and millions of people on Twitter following him. And people like it that the president is going straight to the people. And he doesn't have to do an end around and have a press conference or speak from the Oval Office. People love this. So when they cite that one tweet, which is actually a good question. Has Hillary apologized for cheating? No, she hasn't is the answer, and she never will, because that's the way they operate. But they don't tell you about the other breaking news and how he's calling the media on their lies, and he was criticizing the New York Times, and he cited the Fox News story with Adam Housley this morning talking about higher-ups in on the surveillance, and then how later it was said about Susan Rice, again, being caught lying to the American people, whereas she said earlier she had no knowledge. No knowledge. I know nothing about the unmasking of Team Trump intercepts. Meanwhile, we know now for a fact today that she looked into it and she tried to do it. So, lying again. You're never going to hear any of that, and that's why the Twitter is so important for the Trump administration, for President Trump himself, because he comes right to us. He goes right to you, okay? I have no problem with his tweets because, like Dr. Savage, I'm from New York, and Trump is from Queens. And sometimes what people call harsh and abrasive is just the way everybody talks back home. It's not a bad thing. So what people see as abrasive, I just see that's the way people talk. It's short, to the point, and sometimes a little rough around the edges, but you get the point. That's what it is. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back. You want to get in on the action, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-SAVAGE. If you're holding, please continue to hold. We're going to come right back and get to your calls. And before we do, though, I encourage you, go to michaelsavage.com, become a premium member, as well as ordering Trump's War, His Battle for America. My name is Lou Pate. You are listening to The Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com.
And Keith thought to himself, and the chairman helped us. We asked, where in the country can we travel to learn about bullies?
Welcome back to the Savage Nation. Lou Pate sitting in for Dr. Savage. He will return tomorrow, and he will be very pleased if you go to michaelsavage.com, sign up to become a premium member. It's a new feature there on michaelsavage.com, so it's definitely one you have not clicked on before. So be the first. And, of course, while there, get your headlines and order Trump's War, His Battle for America, the number one debuting New York Times bestseller list. Gets more important to read each and every day just because of sound bites like that. Who was that crazy you're thinking? Lou, where'd Robert and Jim get this? That, my friends, is the chairman of the Democratic National Committee, Tom Perez. Almost makes Debbie Wasserman Schultz look like a nice person. I mean, that is the chair of the DNC yelling and screaming like a lunatic. This, my friends, is the modern Democratic Party. Dr. Savage says liberalism is a mental disorder. There you have it. There, and he knew he was being recorded. This isn't some sneaky thing that somebody got, like they did on Trump. He knew he was being recorded, and he's still screaming like a lunatic. Let's get back to the phones. 855-400-SAVAGE. Barry at KSFO San Francisco, welcome to the Savage Nation.
Hey, thank you. You played a clip earlier of Nancy Pelosi, and you know you were talking about wanting to give them a bullhorn to help them put their foot in their mouth a little more. And there was kind of a punchline to what she said. She said, you can't be a target unless you're effective. And by her own standard, she therefore admits that Donald Trump is the most effective president in history.
Well said. She was talking about Maxine Waters, but you're right, Barry. It has to go both ways, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's like she just made your point, you know. But
well said. I didn't even realize that. Well put.
Yeah, it all boils down to a term that I like to apply to the whole liberal establishment, and that is chronic adolescence. And you know, it's like the little bratty kid that has to cheat to win, can't accept losing under any circumstances. And like another conservative author had put it one time in an interview, she said,
you know, they have this in their hands. They could touch it. Their liberal New World Order fantasy. I mean, it was in their hands, and it was, you know, ripped away like a child clinging, spoiled child clinging to their favorite toy. And this is the reaction that we can just anticipate, you know, forever.
Here's the thing, Barry. They are so out of touch, the Democrats and the establishment Republicans, as well as the media, so out of touch that they thought it was in their grasp. But they underestimated and they misread the room, and the room being America. They misread the people, even Democrats in Michigan and Wisconsin and Iowa and Pennsylvania, in Philly and Pittsburgh on either side of the state. They misread the room. They're out of touch, and that's why they're so mad, too. And they keep misreading the room. Hey, we'll take a quick break. Again, go to michaelsavage.com. Trump's war, his battle for America. Lou Pate, back with you on The Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Welcome back to the Savage Nation. Lou Pate filling in for Dr. Savage. He will return tomorrow. And while you're at michaelsavage.com getting your headlines and you're subscribing to the newsletter, which is delivered free to your inbox, and you pick up your copy of Trump's War, His Battle for America, you will know why it's important that you read this book in this day and age with everything that's going on. We were talking about how the media in collusion, everybody wants to talk about Trump in collusion with the Russians. The media is in collusion with the Democratic Party to build this fake controversy of Russia allegedly colluding with the Trump administration or vice versa, however they're wording it. And obviously there's no there or else they would have told us about it. They can't find anything, so they just want to keep up with this perception. I said this a couple of times before, but it's worth repeating. And when you're looking at Trump's war, his battle for America, right there, chapter one, the enemies within. It says right here, and I quote, "It's not going to be easy. There are armies of special interest on the right and the left who have trillions to lose if we succeed in restoring this nation. They're going to fight hard to hold on to their ill-gotten gains, just as the British tried to hold on to their colonies. The celebration ends today. It's time to prepare for Trump's war. Only we won't be fighting on the battlefields with rifles. We will be fighting an entrenched establishment whose weapons of mass destruction are far more devious than those of King George III." End quote. That's from Trump's War, His Battle for America. And you see it going on daily in the news, even if you're only following this stuff partially, which is why you got to get the book. And then it's kind of like getting the answers to the test. It's like you know what's going to be coming up on the news tomorrow. We see what I feel is a betrayal on the Republican side, not just the Never Trumpers. I've said it many times. I don't trust Paul Ryan, and I don't trust Mitch McConnell, and I think it was a mistake for Trump to make Mitch McConnell's wife, Elaine Chao, the Secretary of Transportation. Roosters in the hen house, even though she's a woman. And what we see going on right now is Trump, even with all of these obstacles, the idiotic ramblings of Maxine Waters, a useful idiot, the idiotic ramblings of Pelosi and Schumer, useful idiots, Feinstein, Leahy, we've paid you all of these quotes, but he is going up against so much, and to be able to get all of the things done that I talked about in the previous segment, and for those just joining us, I'll just go through them quickly. Changes in climate change, abortion and family planning, targeting Planned Parenthood, pushing through the Keystone XL oil pipeline, the Dakota Access Pipeline, which can't get any play because of the Keystone mentions, and the fuel efficiency standards, which we went through before. And the first thing out of the gate was getting rid of the TPP. If you're watching the news, if you're just watching ABC, NBC, and CBS and the evening news or their morning shows, like CBS has Gayle King, please, what's on your resume? I'm Oprah's friend. You won't hear any of this. It's going to be constantly about Trump is crazy, claiming that Barack Obama surveilled him. Trump possibly colluded with the Russians, on and on and on. Even I wonder how they're going to spin it tonight and tomorrow with the revelations of Susan Rice trying to unmask Trump associates in intelligence reports. That cannot be denied. Yet we have, Robert, if we can, clip 13. This is Representative Chaffetz. This is unbelievable. He's supposed to be on Trump's side.
I don't think they're a witch hunt. Look, we're going to do our own investigations. If the president thinks there's information we should have, we're happy to receive it. But there are some, there's a swirl out there that we need to get to the bottom of.
No, there isn't. It's all made up. There is not one crumb, not one iota of evidence for Chaffetz to say that he doesn't see the Russian investigation as a witch hunt. All of these months in, you have to be insane. And on the other side of the coin, the surveillance controversy that's going on right now, Michael Goodwin wrote in the New York Post. Oh, it was a great column. What did I do with it? I have it right here. Michael Goodwin, a great writer in the New York Post, but the Watergate-sized scandals rocking the Trump and Obama administrations. He's basically saying if Trump colluded with the Russians, which he hasn't, and he points out that there's no evidence there, it's bad. But if it turns out that Obama was behind the wiretapping, well, then it gets that it's, you know, monumental proportions there. So that's what we have going on here. Now, it's looking more and more like there is no collusion on the side of Trump with the Russians. But the tide seems to be turning on the surveillance angle where we now it is confirmed that the Trump team was surveilled. Now, where did it come from? Oh, you can claim incidental contact. You can say incidental surveillance is what they said 2 weeks ago. Oh, we were talking. We were looking at these guys outside the countries because with Pfizer, they have to be foreigners. And they just happened to talk to people on the Trump transition team. That's how we picked them up. Okay, then why was General Flynn's name released? That was a crime. Why was Susan Rice trying to unmask Trump associates in intelligence reports? What was the purpose of this? If you get the names out there, which is illegal, even though President Obama changed the rules in his last week in office, if you change the rules and make it legal, which it's not 100%, he didn't cover everything, some of this, the release of, I'm getting ahead of myself, I get excited, the release of General Flynn's name was illegal. The unmasking of Trump associate names in intelligence reports is illegal. Why do you want to do that? Because they want to throw it out there like they did with Flynn, ruin his reputation, ruin his career. That was the closest they can get. Flynn kind of stepped in it by taking the money and so on and so forth, but they can't find anybody else closer to Trump, and they can't find anybody, including Trump himself, who did anything nefarious or illegal. And again, for the umpteenth time here on the Savage Nation, you would know about it. They'd be all over it. They just keep saying it's too early in the investigation. They've already given President Obama a free pass. There's no evidence that he wiretapped him. Well, how could it be too early to decide whether Trump colluded with the Russians? And it's already okay to say, no, Obama had nothing to do with this, because the fix is in. And as I said earlier in the show, they will never tell you, they will never come to a conclusion, the media and the DNC and the establishment Republicans, the Grahams, the McCains, the Ben Sasses, and all these people, they will never, ever tell you that Trump has been vindicated. You will never hear the words come out of John Berman's mouth or Rachel Maddow, or any of them that said, there is no collusion. Evidence shows, the investigation shows, there is no collusion between Trump and the Russians. You will never hear that, because they want to keep this up. But in the background, I'm loving it, because they're packing themselves into a corner, and Trump is just still pushing forward with his agenda. Okay, the healthcare thing was a bit of a fumble. That was mishandled, but they're going to revisit it, and I do think he'll get it done. Meanwhile, he's meeting with Egyptian President El-Sisi today at Mar-a-Lago, and we played audio of Maxine Waters complaining that he's meeting people at Mar-a-Lago. Really? That's all you got? Hey, Robert, if we can, Can we play cut number two, please? This is Trump talking with President El-Sisi, just talking about his working with him since he first met.
I will tell you, President El-Sisi has been somebody that's been very close to me from the first time I met him. I met during the campaign.
Yes.
And at that point, there were two of us, and we both met. And hopefully you liked me a lot more. But it was a very long, it was supposed to be just a quick, brief meeting, and we were with each other for a long period of time.
So there you have it. And he met with him at Mar-a-Lago today, which just the fact that they're at Mar-a-Lago is ruffling the feathers of Democrats. So here's my advice. President Trump, keep on doing what you're doing. Keep tweeting, although some of your tweets do make me, they do make me cringe on occasion, but I do like the direct person to person. I like to be able to get up in the morning, check my device, whether it's a tablet or the computer, and say, oh, look at him. There's the president. Instead of him being this mysterious figure, meeting with world leaders. Later this week, he's going to meet with the head of China. That's going to be interesting to see what comes out of that. And the media will continue to pound the drum saying he's not doing anything, he's illegitimate. Maxine Waters will still be screaming from the top of his hill that he's stupid and he needs to be impeached. And Pelosi will keep doing the same thing. And I say to, again, if they're listening, and millions of people listen to the Savage Nation, keep talking, Maxine Waters. Keep talking, Nancy Pelosi. Feinstein there in San Francisco. Leahy up there in Vermont. Schumer in Brooklyn. I love you guys. Keep talking. Keep saying what you're saying, because it is so idiotic. It makes no sense. It is so out of touch with even what the Democrats want that you're helping Donald Trump is what you're doing. And I love that. That you are the reason he won. You are the reason he won Michigan and Iowa and Wisconsin and all of these blue states, that blue wall that they always talked about. It's talk like that. Listen, people care about the education of their children. They care about their health care. They care about their mortgage and their car payments. They care about the direction of the country. All of this politicking of Washington, D.C., that you are carrying on with each and every day because you're too stupid to realize that the country has moved on without you, is why Trump is president. Republicans control the House and the Senate. That's the reason. You just don't get it. You need a calendar to show you that it's 2017, not 1940, 1945. But they go out there, and again, because they don't care about people. They don't care if your kid has health care. Heck, they wouldn't have passed the Affordable Health Care Act because it helped nobody. They don't care if you have a job, because Hillary Clinton and the Democrats wanted to put the coal industry out of business. They don't care if manufacturing was moved to another country. When Trump stepped in, and okay, it was a public relations deal, but a brilliant one, to stop Carrier from going to Mexico and save, was it 700 jobs? You had people who voted for Hillary Clinton there saying now they would have voted for Trump. Okay. Some of this is done from a public relations standpoint, but now we have so many different companies, U.S. Steel, IBM, even Apple, Tesla, and many others, I can't think of off the top of my head, who are bringing jobs back to America because of Donald Trump. Okay? They see optimism. Trump's problem is this. He's used to dealing with businessmen. And businessmen have a stake in something. If they make a deal, they make money. If they screw up the deal, they don't make money. And that's their incentive. Businessmen are, you know, profit is their motivating force. Politicians, they don't have to win. I mean, they don't have to make money. They just have to win the battle. See, they don't see, that's Trump's problem right now is that, and it's not like I'm not criticizing him on this. He's used to dealing with businessmen. Businessmen have to turn a profit or they're out of business or they lose their job. Politicians, you can fail miserably as they do every day and still be in business. Chuck Schumer would never be fired. Feinstein in San Francisco will never be fired because people there will constantly vote these morons in, even though they haven't done anything successful in years. Unless, of course, you think success is stopping other politicians from helping American workers and American families, because that's really the only thing that they've done. That's the only thing they've accomplished. It's all there in Trump's war. His battle for America. It's a visionary tome, which I encourage you to go to michaelsavage.com and read. It's all right there. When I say it gets more important to read it every day, what I've touched on here, The Enemies Within, Chapter 1, is just the tip of the iceberg. If you want to get in on the conversation, we'll have some time left. 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. My name is Lou Pate. Happy to be sitting in here on the Savage Nation for Dr. Savage. We'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com.
It's the Savage Nation. Lou Pate sitting in for Dr. Savage, who will return tomorrow. And if you want to become a premium member for the Savage Nation, that is something well worth the investment. Go to michaelsavage.com while you're there, checking out the latest headlines and subscribing to the newsletter, which, by the way, is delivered free to your inbox. You can sign up to become a premium member for the Savage Nation. Lots of goodies in there, so you want to click on that link on michaelsavage.com. of Dr. Savage holding up the United States in red. And while on the site, go and buy Trump's War, his battle for America. If you have not heard, it debuted at number one on the New York Times bestseller list. And this is an accomplishment because a lot of books get to number one on the New York Times bestseller list. Very few debut there. And if you know the history in the past, Dr. Savage has a, he's published numerous books, 20-some-odd books over his career, all bestsellers. And in the past, the New York Times has really not cooperated and put them on the list, at the top of the list, when they should have been there. And, you know, Amazon and every place else that rates books, it's always number one. They're always up there. And for Trump's War, his battle for America, to debut, well, number one on all of them, but on the New York Times bestseller list, really says something for the contents of this book and how Americans and probably worldwide are scooping it up and reading it, because it gets more important to read every single day. You heard all of the topics we discussed today on the show, from Susan Rice trying to unmask Trump associates, the drip, drip, drip on the surveillance coming from the previous administration is getting louder and louder. Adam Housley from Fox News unveiled today that, and I quote, higher-ups in the Obama administration were responsible for the surveillance. Now, they're trying to do an end-around. They're trying to do an audible. They're trying to say, oh, it was incidental. We didn't mean to pick up these people. Well, that's a lie, because if you accidentally pick them up, they have a protocol in order. If an American name comes up, it's supposed to be redacted and put American number one, American number two. The names, number one, are never supposed to be known. And number two, they certainly are not supposed to be shared with the media. And that's exactly what happened with Flynn. And it looks like Susan Rice was trying to get names in order to be leaked further down the line to the media. It sounds like they had this whole plan. We'll leak one name here, we'll link one name there, and the whole administration will be under a dark cloud. And it failed. Hey, special thanks to Robert. Special thanks to Jim. Team Savage, I couldn't have done it without you. You guys are great to work with. I appreciate it. To all of the listeners as well, and to Dr. Savage for having me on. My name is Lou Pate. Buy Trump's War, his battle for America. I'm telling you, will not be disappointed.